بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. The effects of loving the Imam of time, Imam Mahdi عجل الله تعالى فرجه الشريف. To fulfill the criteria of waiting, there is no other choice but that we fill the vessels of love, that is our hearts, with devotion to the Imam and the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. In Ziyarat Ali Yasin reported from Imam Al-Asr ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu al-sharif, وَأَن تَمْلَأَ قَلْبِي نُورَ الْيَقِينِ وَمَوَدَّتِي نُورَ الْمُوَالَاتِ, and that you fill my heart with the light of certainty and my devotion with the light of friendship. Or in Ziyarat Jamiat al-Kabira, بِمُوَالَاتِكُمْ عَلَّمَنَا اللَّهُ مَعَالِمَ دِينِنَا وَأَصْلَحَ مَا كَانَ فَسَدَ مِن دُنْيَانَا. Through your friendship, Allah taught us the laws of our religion and corrected that which was corrupted from our world. Muwalat has two meanings embedded in it: friendship and obedience. Together they mean muwalat. Originating from the Bab al-Mufa'ala, it has a reciprocal meaning. That is, we love and obey them. They too in return love us and listen to us, grant our wishes and mediate in the hereafter. Sayyid ibn Taus alayhi ar-Rahma reports, one morning in the sacred Sardab in Samarra, I heard our beloved Imam Mahdi alayhi salam say, اللهم إن شيعتنا خلقت من شعاع أنوارنا وبقية طينتنا. O Allah, indeed our Shias, you have created them with the rays of our light and our remaining clay. Abu Rabi' Shami says, I asked Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam about a report I heard from Amr bin Ishaq. A person comes to Amir al-Mu'mineen. Imam Ali alayhi salam finds him pale. He said, why are you so pale? He replied, I am in pain. Imam said, in your joy we are happy, and in your sorrow we are in grief. In your illness we get ill and we pray for you. You too pray and we will say Ameen. Amr says, I said, I understood what you said, but how do you say Ameen for our du'as? He replied, for us, distance, near or far, does not matter. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam then said, he said the truth. It is clear that muwalat is reciprocal. It has a two-way relationship. It is evident that the dear Imam, with the immense love he has a special regard to his Shias. Is he not the divine link, the continuation of Rahmatun Lil Alameen, mercy to the worlds? Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam has said, may God have mercy on one who makes us beloved before mankind and does not make people hate us. Had they reported our beautiful sayings to the people, they would be more respected and dignified, and no one would have been able to tarnish them. This vessel of love has to be filled with the light of friendship for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and his pure household alayhim assalam, which is the reward the Holy Prophet asks for. قُلْ لَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا إِلَّا الْمَوَدَّةَ فِي الْقُرْبَى. Say, I do not ask of you any reward but it love for my near relatives. قُلْ مَا سَأَلْتُكُمْ مِنْ أَجْرٍ فَهُوَ لَكُمْ. Say, whatever reward I have asked of you, that is only for yourselves. The fruit and the benefit and the devotion returns to us. It makes us ascend and cling to the pure and all purity. And this way we prosper. وَفَازَ الْفَائِزُونَ بِوِلَايَتِكُمْ. And the prosperous have prospered by your love. From wretchedness and defamation to the peak of fame and prosperity. قُلْ مَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ أَجْرٍ إِلَّا مَنْ شَاءَ أَنْ يَتَّخِذَ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِ سَبِيلًا. Say, I do not ask you aught in return, except that he who will may take the way to his Lord. The path are the Ahlul Bayt alayhim assalam. فَكَانُوا هُمُ السَّبِيلَ إِلَيْكَ وَالْمَسْلَكَ إِلَىٰ رِضْوَانِكَ. Then they were the path to you and the way to your pleasure. In the verses mentioned, the reward for the services provided by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is the love by the nation. That reward is for yourself, and that reward is for someone in search of the path. This is the immense love that gives us energy in keeping us firm and steadfast on the path of the Almighty God. That is why we sincerely address Imam Ajjalallahu Ta'ala Farajahu Sharif as السلام عليك يا سبيل الله الذي من سلك غيره هلك. Salam be upon you, O the path of Allah. If one chooses another path, would be ruined. No doubt you are the argument, the only way for me and the creation. Me to you am all love and devotion. I begin and continue with you. You are my Shafi' and you are with me ever since and forever. فَمَعَكُمْ مَعَكُمْ لَا مَعَ غَيْرِكُمْ. So I am with you, not other than you. Truly, this lovebird, my heart, in which sky must it fly? Where must it rest and build its nest? It's only the pure sky and the association of the pure. The only way to salvation, the only means of growth and prosperity. Is there any other support more kind and sincere than them? Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahj al-Balagha says, Inni uridukum lillah wa antum turidunani li-anfusikum. Indeed, I want you for the sake of Allah, and you want me for yourself. Ya Aba Salih, O our Imam, you know us. We know that you want the creation for Allah, and you are the Siratul Mustaqim, the straight way. Indeed, you guide us to the highest levels of perfection and nearness to the Almighty Allah. وَسُبْحَانَ رَبِّكَ رَبِّ الْعِزَّةِ عَمَّا يَصِفُونَ وَسَلَامٌ عَلَى الْمُرْسَلِينَ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه.
نمیدونم از کدوم ستاره میبینی منو، چشماتو میبندی یا دوباره میبینی منو، پر بغض جمعه های ناگزیر و بی صدا، خیلی خستم باورم کن، دنیا زندون برام. توی کور راه چشمام عطر بارون بوی سیبی، واسه عاشقون موندن تو همون حس غریبی، تو همون حس غریبی که همیشه با منی، تو بهونه هر عاشق واسه زنده موندنی.